Welcome to the workshop Think and Act Like a Champion. You should have in front of you the workbook. If you open the workbook to page 3, you'll see that the first major topic concerns relating to other athletes. We will discuss the relationship of an athlete with other athletes in the same sporting setting. Since champions train and compete in the presence of other athletes, the relationship between athletes is important. There are a number of characteristic behaviors and perceptions that underlie these interactions. Two foundational principles which support encouraging friendships between champions and other athletes from within the same sporting environment are that stress is reduced in group situations and athletes' associations are good sources of knowledge and supportive dynamics. Research has shown that when athletes increase the level of their interpersonal skills in a sporting setting, there's an associated improvement in performance. High interpersonal attraction and group cohesion influence the success of teams. Champions establish firm relationships with other athletes from within the sport. There are a number of reasons for doing this. If friends are from outside the sport, there's the likelihood they will distract the champion from total dedication to the sport. Friends from within the sport usually understand what is required for participation and conscientious involvement, and consequently they make less conflicting or counterproductive demands on the champion. Friends must be serious about the sport. That characteristic further reduces the potential for conflict and distraction. A less than serious athletic friend could still make minor demands that could serve as distractions. It is important for any athlete to minimize the social stresses and demands not associated with the sport, so resources and energies can be applied to training and competing in a maximized way. Having friends who are serious about the sport reduces the potential for conflicts and stress. That feature is one of the many that minimize situations and demands which conflict with a total dedication to participation and the development of sporting potential. To enhance inter-athlete friendships, extra opportunities and events outside of normal practices and competitions should be programmed in the sport's activities. Now, what this implies for the athlete is this: make friends from within the sport. That doesn't necessarily mean within the same club, but with persons who understand what you need to do to participate fully. Friends who are not from the sport can be maintained as long as they do not cause you to compromise any of your total training and rest time. Now that completes the discussion of the first item, and you should have recorded in the workbook some factors there that are important from your perspective. Let's move on to the second factor, tolerating other athletes. Champions are very good in the way they interact with all athletes, whether they are close friends or not. They avoid developing enemies or having conflicts or arguments, and that feature is understandable. The maintenance of a positive atmosphere affects the economy of participation. Research has shown that positive interactions and perceptions yield less stress and more economical physical functioning. The development of the social skills that foster functioning with other athletes in a positive and friendly manner is important. Athletes should conscientiously attempt to be friendly with and liked by other athletes. That will add to the positiveness and the attractiveness of the sporting experience. When participation is positive and socially enjoyable, motivation is enhanced. It is one of the features that supports the high levels of participation and dedication that are essential for achievement excellence. The development of this characteristic should be a significant feature for producing motivated, enthusiastic athletes. So what does this mean for the athlete? You should attempt to be positive and cheerful in all associations, even at times when you are very tired and would rather be alone. Temper flare-ups or short negative interactions should be avoided. If being cheerful is very difficult on some occasions, an appropriate coping response might be to reduce the amount of your social interactions until you feel better. Actions such as arriving at practice just before it starts, leaving as soon as possible after practice is completed, and declining social invitations with the excuse that you must rest more are examples of acts that will reduce the quantity of interactions at times when you don't feel like them. The most frequent cause of negativity is insufficient recovery between practice sessions. Athletes, when they are tired, are not very nice people. Withdrawal and added rest reduces the requirement placed on you to force positive interactions and increases the likelihood that you'll be able to maintain a consistent positive interactive relationship with other athletes and coaches after recovery. This is the end of the second feature, and we'll stop this lecture module now. When you want to progress, click on the next link on the web page to discuss item number 3.